This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, March 26th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Finding abandoned orchards. SWP allocations up 5%. Russia wants more in ceasefire talks. Fines for abandoned crops that harbor pests. Farmers who abandon orchards or vineyards could face penalties under a new bill in the legislature. Ag commissioners already impose liens on farmland deemed a menace to agriculture for hosting pests. Republican Assembly member Alexandra Macedo of Tulare wants to take it a step further. Her bill would authorize commissioners to levy a penalty of up to $1,000 an acre if the landowner does not rectify the violation within 30 days. Keep in mind, the almond and wine industries are experiencing a rapid downsizing to rebalance the markets after sustaining low prices for multiple years and facing Sigma-induced fallowing. This has led to piles of ag waste in the Central Valley and abandoned orchards that likely contributed to a massive rat infestation last fall. You can read about bills tackling ag waste in the AgriPulse West newsletter. It hits inboxes this morning. DWR boosts state water project deliveries by 5%. The Department of Water Resources announced they'll commit to 40% of state water project contracted deliveries, up 5% since February. March storm conditions were not the miracle climatologists were hoping for ahead of the April 1st snow survey, but DWR Director Carla Nemeth said the agency will focus on tracking snow melt to allow water managers time to capture and store resources. Lake Oroville and Shasta reservoirs now set at 121 and 118% of average, respectfully. A state water contractor said the modest increase demonstrates a need for new infrastructure and adaptive management given high flows in the Delta. They again pointed to the Delta Conveyance Project as the prime storm capture opportunity. On that note, a Delta Conveyance Project hearing was cut short on Monday after an illicit outburst from online participants. The State Water Resources Control Board acknowledged that explicit content and hate speech occurred during the meeting and tentatively rescheduled it to April 3rd. But the state water contractors argued that postponing public comment on the project would ultimately add $1 million to project costs and leaves 27 million Californians' water supply at risk. U.S. faces pivotal moment to secure U.K. trade deal, analyst tells lawmakers. The United States' window of opportunity to secure a trade deal with the United Kingdom could soon shrink, a trade policy analyst told lawmakers yesterday as the Labour government mulls closer alignment with the European Union. The U.K. is in a pivotal spot, Meredith Broadbent, a senior advisor at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, told members of the House Ways and Means Trade Subcommittee. During the U.K. general election last year, Prime Minister Keir Starmer campaigned on a platform to reset the U.K.'s relationship with the European Union. Since entering office, Starmer Labour government has started to flesh out what that might look like and has tapped trade, including a future sanitary and phytosanitary agreement, as a key pillar. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. USDA suspends food bank funding source, cites unsustainable expectations. U.S. Department of Agriculture has suspended at least $500 million in funding originally destined for food banks nationwide, arguing the Biden administration had created unsustainable expectations for supplementing the Emergency Food Assistance Program through the department's Commodity Credit Corporation Spending Authority. A group of 26 Senate Democrats led by Senate Ag Committee's ranking member, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, yesterday challenged the USDA decision, saying that suspending the funding would have significant and damaging impact upon millions of people. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Lawmakers revive bipartisan effort to add nuts to senior nutrition program. Senators Tommy Tuberville of Alabama and Ben Ray Luan of New Mexico reintroducing legislation today to make pecans and other tree nuts eligible for USDA's Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program. Representative Barry Moore of Alabama will also introduce a House version of the bill. The SFMNP provides low-income seniors with locally grown fruits and vegetables. Tuberville said adding nuts to the program would be a huge win. McCary cleared by Senate for FDA. Martin McCary, a Johns Hopkins surgeon who is an ally of Make America Healthy Again movement, has the Senate's approval to lead the Food and Drug Administration. One of his top tasks will be tightening regulations for food ingredients. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has called for overhauling the process for determining whether ingredients are safe. What's noteworthy? Well, FDA regulates about 80% of the food supply. U.S. touts Black Sea deal as Russia insists on lifted sanctions. The U.S. says Ukraine and Russia have both agreed to halt strikes against each other's commercial ships in the Black Sea, potentially boosting security in a busy grain corridor. But the Kremlin says sanctions on financial institutions and ag and fertilizer producers need lifting first. The U.S. held bilateral talks between both countries' governments and Saudi Arabia this week. In a statement yesterday, the White House said the U.S. had agreed to help Russia regain access to world agriculture and fertilizer markets. But the statement made no mention of lifting sanctions as a prerequisite to the deal or when the deal might start. The short-term impact of a Black Sea deal may be minimal, former USDA chief economist Joe Glauber says. He told AgriPulse that both Russia and Ukraine ships have been able to move grain through the region despite an earlier deal expiring in 2023. Lower insurance premiums would benefit local producers, but the short-term impact on global markets would be negligible, he said. Well, here's today's final word. DPR has done a great job developing the Spray Days website and making it a user-friendly system. Now, that's Lindsay Carter. She's executive director of the California Agriculture Commissioners and Sealers Association, responding to the launch of a statewide pesticide notification system. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, March 26th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.